Australia. In this show, we explore the amazing phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone. This is David John Oates. I'm your host, as always, for the weekly Reverse Speech Show. Well, not always. Occasionally, I get Therese Johnson to host the show for me if I'm tied up. As the regular listeners would know, well, I'm actually at Therese's house now. Yes, folks, I made it to the United States after a rather bumpy ride for the first half of the flight. I've been flying for, well, I've been flying all over the world for years and years and years, and it's probably some of the worst turbulence I've ever encountered. It was a little bit scary. Anyway, but there we go. You chalk that one up to the experience books. But it was okay for the second half of the flight. Settled right down. It was just and then I found out, I flew out on the Sunday, and on Monday, all the airports in Australia were closed because of the volcanic ash from Chile. So I just made it out by the skin of my teeth on one of the last flights out of Australia. So I was definitely meant to be here. And the powers that be decreed that the volcanic ash would stay away for just one day to let me come to the United States. So there we go. So I'm all here, all settled down, no jet lag at all. I slept normal hours on my first night here, Sunday night, normal hours last night. So, yeah, jet lag's a funny thing, you know. I never really get it when I travel to America or to England. Off to England again next year, by the way, for a series of expos and lectures that we're setting up. Anyway, more on that as the time gets closer. But I always seem to get jet lag going back. So you probably don't get it if you're going back in time, but you get it going forward in time. I don't know. It's a strange thing. But anyway, no problems. I'm here safe and sound, and I'm all wide awake and bushy-tailed. And yeah, we've got the remote viewing conference in 3 days now, I think. What's today? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 3 days. I'll let you in 3 days' time. So that'll be really exciting. I'm looking forward to that very much, presenting reverse speech to the remote viewing community. I hope they embrace it. I hope they like what I've got to say. It would be good. I think reverse speech can help the remote viewing community quite a lot. And I won't say too much more. We'll wait until we do my show next week. My show next week will be all about remote viewing. And once I've presented my findings at the conference, then I'll start doing various radio shows on it. So you can stand by for all of that, folks. That will be very exciting, interesting stuff. All right, the plan that I have for tonight is we're going to be running through some reversals from the archives. This is back in the late 90s, all of these are. And, you know, I guess I've been doing the show for two years now. We started, I know, we 2 and a bit years now, and I've gradually, I always pull out new reversals from my files. And as you can tell, I have files and files and files of reversals, 28 years of research to draw on. But you've probably been noticing that I've been going backwards in time each show. That's because I'm sort of going back through my archives, and so we're getting near the end of my computer archive. Well, no, we've got another few more shows yet, and there's always new things that'll come up. When I say we're getting near the end, we're not getting near the end. We've still got a few more to go. All right, now listen, I've got a setup here with a slight problem, and I can't seem to resolve the problem. I can't hear the reversals I'm about to play you. Now, you can hear. I know they're being broadcast because I've already checked. So I know they're going out over the air, but I personally can't hear them. So I hope I don't mess any of this up. We will give this a shot and see what happens, okay? Now, the first one I'm going to play you is from I guess you could call it a press conference. It's from an interview. Interview is a better word. Interview that Colonel Gaddafi gave way back in August of 1998. And was rather, he was speaking in English for most of the conference, which was good because it meant that his reverses were mostly in English. I'm sure there were some other ones in his Arabic. Is that what they speak? I don't know what they speak. Huh? Now, how about that? No, I don't know. Anyway, but I want to read you the sentence that I wrote on my website back in August of 98, prefacing these reversals. And this is on my website at reversespeech.com/Gaddafi, GADHAFI.HTM. And this is what the sentence says. These reversals concern me greatly. Is there an assassination plot against the president being planned? What is the bomb? Maybe America is being targeted for attack. Now, I wrote that back in August of 1998 when I did the reversals. Point of fact, I did the reversals. We did it at a workshop I held in Denver, Colorado. And if there's any listeners from back in my Denver, Colorado days, I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, that's when we did the reversals. So how amazingly predictive for these reversals have actually turned out to be. All right, so let's play some of these, okay? So here is Colonel Gaddafi. And, of course, appropriate I play Gaddafi reversals because of all the conflict in Libya. So here's the forwards. Now, I can't hear this. So if I'm messing up, someone ring in. Or message me or do something. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Express my gratitude to the international community and all the regional organizations that exerted the forces during all these years.
Okay, so that's his forwards. Now, in reverse, he says, I see more meetings, they go for the president. Okay, I'll play it, then we'll talk about it. I see more meetings, they go for the president. See if you can hear this.
I see more meetings, they go for the president.
And again?
I see more meetings, they go for the president. I see more meetings, they go for the president.
Okay. Now, that reversal raised some alarm bells when we first heard it, of course, because it showed that something was being planned. I see more meetings. He's going to meetings. He's involved in some planning. They go for the president. Okay, is this the president of the United States? That would seem to be logical. So this seemed to be some sort of ominous prediction of activities that were taking place. All right, so now we're going to go to reversal number two. Maybe, and scrolling down here to find the G's, and they're just skipping right past me. All right, here we have the second one. Let's play this one forwards.
A third country, neutral country, and we suffered more during all these years, but now we thank God and thank the international community, because the pressure of the international community and the support, their support to Libya.
Okay, now I think this is a reverse coming up now. The reversal says, welcome crazy dog needing bomb. Now, if I'm not playing these right, can someone please call me? The number is 201-793-9022. You can call in on 201-793-9022, and then you'll have to enter a conference ID, which is 957-9082-pound. 957-9082-pound, and I'll see you come up, and I'll bring you to the switchboard. Okay, so here's this reversal. Welcome, crazy dog needing bomb.
Welcome. Crazy dog needing bomb. Welcome,
Okay, so Crazy Dog sort of reminds you like Mad Dog. They used to call Gaddafi Mad Dog at one stage, which is a really interesting name. So welcome, Crazy Dog Needing Bomb. See, if these reversals are all a prelude to the 9/11 attacks on the Twin Towers, then this shows that Gaddafi was involved in the planning of it. Now, I don't know what the CIA know about Gaddafi and all his movements. I'm sure they know a whole lot more than he's letting on, but these reversals would seem to imply, given the nature of them, that Gaddafi was somehow involved in the planning of 9/11. All right, so we're going to move to the next one, which is this one here. And let's run this one forwards.
We can't say, give us these two people quickly. They are not things of fruit, as I said. They are people, human beings.
Okay, now I think the reversal starts here. It's a rather long one. This is a coup for the comrade we give to people still stopping it. Okay? This is a coup for the comrade we give to people still stopping it. Here we go. And again. So there you go, an interesting reversal. Now we have this reversal, which when I found it, really made me stand up and take notice. And fortunately, this was either a misinterpretation or a metaphor that I didn't quite get. But it's this reversal here. Now, all these are on my website, on reversespeech.com. All right, here's the forwards.
There is no problem, but before the handing over, all these procedures and arrangements should be quite clear.
The reversal says, nuclear Hajj and then the hill. And that kind of tells me that they were going for Capitol Hill. But why the nuclear Hajj? Hajj, of course, is the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. Why a nuclear Hajj, I don't know. But these are all sort of some really sort of concerning reversals. Now, here we have a reversal. That's right. That we know. He was in his native tongue back then. Now we've got a reversal where he is still in his native tongue, but he delivers an English reversal. Okay, and we are going to find that one right around about. This is I'm actually finding my reversals on a new laptop. I've got one of the little baby laptops. When I did my America trip last time, if you remember, I couldn't do my show because I couldn't play reversals over the show. And and which also it didn't help me with my client work either because I couldn't pay clients their reversals. So I was sort of left between a bit of a rock and a hard place last time. So I bought this cute little baby laptop. It's one of the little tiny things. It doesn't have a built-in disk drive. You know, I got an external one that you just plug into the USB port and that powers it up. But that's what I'm playing my reversals on. All right, so here's this other one. I've opened the wrong one. Hang on. We'll go back and get the right one. And as well, I could have played you that one first because that's the last one on the list. But the one I do want to play you now is this one right here.
في دولة ثالثة، إذا كان المحاكمة نزيهة وعادلة، والاعتراض كم هو إذا كان هناك فيه مطبات أو عراقيل.
Exactly.
And this verse says, leave Iraq now. So there we go. And then this is the last verse along Gaddafi.
Of course, the sanctions must be lifted immediately after this agreement.
And of course, I can't hear this, but I believe he was speaking in English. And the verse says, see the fire. So there we go. A few verses on Colonel Gaddafi. Some while he was speaking in English, a couple in his native language. But it implies an attack being planned, some sort of attack involving a bomb being planned by, well, not being planned by, but being involved in the planning of. That's the other one I see more meetings. They go for the president. So there's other people involved in all of this, and he's involved in meetings. And on my webpage, I said maybe America is being targeted for attack. So a very, very predictive reversal on a fairly controversial topic. I hope you all heard those reversals okay. I'm just following the waveforms on the computer. And like I said, for some reason, I can't hear them, but I have checked, and I know they are going out. If you want to call in and speak to me during the show, there's two ways you can do it. You can go to the Spirit Quest Radio website, that's sqr.fm, that's sqr.fm, and scroll down to, on the right-hand column, a little ways down, you'll see a big button, blue sign that says Skype Us. Just click onto that, and that will automatically take you into the chat room. Or you can call in, and the number to call in on is area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. And then you enter the conference ID, which is 9579082#, 9579082#. And talk to me. What do you think about these reversals on Colonel Gaddafi? Interesting reversals to be found back in August of 98, 3 years before the attack on the Twin Towers. All right, now we're going to look at some reversals on various characters involved in the Kosovo conflict. Now, I don't have a date on my website on this, but I think this is also around 98, so I'm pretty sure. When was the Kosovo deal that we all got involved with? Does anyone know? Message me or ring in and call me. It was 98 or 99. I think 98. Anyway, we're going to have a look at some of these reversals. So let me just go to the Kosovo subdirectory on my little computer here. And it's going to take me just a little while to find it, as I'm still getting used. No, it's not there. Okay, hang on, we'll find it. It should be just up here somewhere, and here it is. Okay, all right, the first reversal I'm going to play you. Oh, hang on, this can't be the one. I'm missing one. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Now I can't hear this either, so I can't tell whether I'm going to be playing you the right reversal or not. All right, so we're going to go straight into reversal two because I think this one is going to be okay. All right, let us play this one. This is from a NATO briefing.
Found that there is that determination. So we will proceed as necessary to achieve the goal.
And this reversal says, erase the sense. See if you can hear this. Whoops, wrong way.
Erase the sense.
Erase the sense. Erase the sense.
Okay, so make of that what you will. Maybe they aren't making the right decisions, which is why they would be erasing the scent. All right, here we have another reversal that uses a rather interesting metaphor.
I'm not going to discuss any specific target.
And the reversal is seen its sex in a gun.
Seen its sex in a gun.
Seen its sex in a gun. Seen its sex in a gun.
That's a very interesting metaphor. Sex, of course, common metaphor in reverse speech, occurs fairly often. Along with, you know, it's one of the more common ones, along with wolf and soul and earl and goddess and garden. There's a few metaphors that tend to occur a lot of time or fairly frequently, and the sex reversal is one of those. But it's basically saying seeing it sex in a gun is seeing the energy that he is enjoying, and the gun is the warfare, I would imagine. And that's also from a NATO briefing, okay? Now we have a reversal on Bill Clinton. This is when he was still president of the United States, and here is the forwards.
Investigation of Albanian Americans, many of whom have relatives in Kosovo, told me personally in the White House yesterday that NATO's military action has at least given them some hope that they have not been completely abandoned in their suffering.
And the reversal is, where is it? War must mend the big seal this end. Gee, that's a lot of reversal. War must end the big seal this end. See if you can hear this.
War must mend the big seal this end.
War must mend the big seal this end. War must mend the big seal this end.
Quite a interesting reversal. So what is the big seal? Is it some agreement? What's the seal? Agreement is you secure something, you agree to something. So war must mend the big seal this end. What about the war is it that is going to do that? I'm not too sure. All right, now we're going to still going at reversals on Kosovo. Now, I'm not too sure where the reversal starts in this one. So, look, the reversal is failure in this group. So if I run past it, you'll know.
Russia has informed Turkey that 7 units of the Black Sea Fleet will transit the Bosphorus in 2 groups in early April. We are obviously concerned by the signal such a large deployment might send to Belgrade and other countries in the region.
Okay, I think this is a reversal here. Failure in this group. So I'm not totally sure what that one might mean, but there it is. Make of that what you will. Now, we've got a reversal here on Henry Kissinger talking about the whole Kosovo deal. Now, there's 2 reversals. I cannot see where they start and where they end on, and where they begin on this file. What a shame I can't hear these. So let's see how we go, okay? And I think I can see where the first reversal is. So here we go.
The operation. And with all the doubts that I've expressed, I was in a crisis. In fact, I inherited, or the administration of Swift inherited the Vietnam War.
Now, I think this is the first reversal coming up. Serbs give out a slut.
Serbs give out a slut.
Serbs give out a slut. Serbs give out a slut.
And the next reversal is old man leave it the land.
Oh, my baby, this is the right.
I think I got those right. Like I said, folks, I can't hear these. And hopefully by the time we do our next show, I'll have that little problem rectified, because it is somewhat annoying not to be able to hear these reversals. All right. Okay. We have another reversal on Kissinger too. Look, I think, oh yeah, yeah, okay, all right. So we've got one more on Kissinger, and that is this one here. And, oh boy, I can't see where the reversal is on this one either. I think we're going to skip this one because that's a real tough one. Yeah, we're going to skip that one because I can't tell on the track where that one is, and it's going to be very difficult. All right, so here we are going to... this is Senator John McKay. Who's John McKay talking about it? Maybe it's John McCain. Anyway, two reversals here. Here's the first one coming up.
No, no more than I did during the Persian Gulf crisis when we, as a Congress, voted and debated the issue. No, I don't think so. I think we have a constitutional responsibility here.
All right. This is going to answer some very... pose some interesting questions because I don't know what it means. It says, lay down the dome, as in D-O-M-E, 1-1. Okay? Lay down the dome, 1-1.
Lay down the dome, 1-1.
Lay down the dome, 1-1. Lay down the dome, 1-1.
Isn't that interesting? Here, let me play that again.
Lay down the dome, 1-1.
Lay down the dome, 1-1.
And then he has another reversal that says, we shaved the debit.
We shaved the debit.
We shaved the debit. We shaved the debit.
So there we go. Some interesting reversals on John McCain talking about the Kosovo conflict. What is Dome 1-1? I don't know what Dome 1-1 is. So when the reversal says, lay down Dome 1-1, it's rather a bit of a mystery. What can I say? It's a mystery, and that is for sure. All right. Now here we have a really fascinating reversal. This is on one of the translators, and she's speaking in whatever language she speaks in. And here it is. That's the forwards, and the backwards. Now, the backwards can I say one of two things, okay? I think it says, nasty hope was NATO, yes, okay? Now, some people hear it as nasty whore was NATO, yes. So take your pick. I think it says nasty hope, as in H-O-P-E, but then I can also hear why some people hear nasty whore. So you tell me, nasty hope was NATO, yes, or nasty whore was NATO, yes?
Nasty hope was NATO, yes.
Nasty hope was NATO, yes. Nasty hope was NATO, yes.
And let me run that whole lot again for you. Interesting to get an English reversal in a foreign language backwards. Backward message in a foreign language forward. Now, that's happened before. It's not the first time that's happened, but it's just an absolutely fascinating observation. So here's the forwards. And here's the reversal at three speeds.
Nasty hope was NATO, yes. Nasty hope was NATO, yes. Nasty hope was NATO, yes.
All right, there we go, folks. We are going to go to an ad break, and this advert is done by my very good friend, Clyde Lewis. I should tell you all about Clyde Lewis. We'll cover all that when we've done the break. Be back in a sec, folks.
Hi, Clyde Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to this clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk.
Never spacewalk. Never spacewalk.
Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
Yeah, there we go. And that home study course is a very popular little course. Sell quite a lot of those. It's good value. You get 6 hours, it's six CDs, 1 hour each, and it goes through all the basics of reverse speech, the things that you need to know in terms of reverse speech checkpoints, how to tell whether the reversal is actually there or not, or the reverse speech categories, how to interpret the reversals as to what they actually mean. And there's a whole bunch of skills that you need to know. Now, I was going to tell you about Clyde Lewis. I'll be going on Clyde Lewis's show in the States, and that'll be, I'll be on Clyde's show. Now, Clyde has a show in Portland, Oregon, that goes 5 nights a week from 9 to midnight. Great show. I'll listen to it in Australia. You can listen to it online. Go to groundzeromedia.org, and you'll see a link there where you can listen to his show every weeknight, Monday to Friday from 9 to midnight. Great show. I'm going on his show on June the 30th. And we'll be promoting a lecture that I will be giving in Portland, Oregon on July the 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Embassy Suite Hotel in Portland. That's 319 Southwest Pine, Portland. And then I'll be doing a day workshop on Sunday, July the 10th. Okay, so you might want to try and catch that if you can. I'll also be lecturing in Ashland, Oregon on July the 6th. I think that's the Wednesday from 7 to 9 at the Southern Oregon University, Stevenson Union, Rogue River Room, 1250 Siskiyou Boulevard, Ashland. And if you want, if you didn't get all that, which I'm sure you didn't, it's the Rogue River Room at the Southern Oregon University at 1250 Siskiyou Boulevard, Ashland. And come along if you live in the Ashland area and hear me lecture. Okie dokie. And I'm lecturing in Los Angeles tomorrow night on June the 15th at the Living Temple at 7310 Center Avenue, Huntington Beach, California. Now, also in the works, towards the end of July, I'm going to be extending my stay in America for another week. Towards the end of July, I'll be doing a crash two-day training course, okay? Two intensive days of reverse speech training. We'll be going all day Saturday. We'll be doing some parts on Saturday night and all day Sunday, where I'm going to try to teach as much as I can to give you as many skills as you will need to be really good at this. So you don't want to miss that. That's not up on my website yet. I'll get that up tomorrow once I've got a better idea of exactly the right dates we're going to do that. But if you're interested in learning reverse speech at all, this is really going to be a must for you to do. It'll be held in probably Los Angeles somewhere, or it might be down in San Diego. We haven't set a venue yet, but we've already had some interest already with some phone calls and emails. So we're going to go ahead and do that, and we're going to work out all the details for that tomorrow. So that will be on the site. Probably in the next day or two, you'll be able to see some information on that. My phone number, if you want to get a hold of me, I can give you two numbers. My main number here in America is 760-666-5186. That's 760-666-5186. Or if you want my mobile number, I'll give that out to you. That'll always be on me. That's 760-680-0178. That's 760-680-0178. And you can always get me on that number. All right, we are going to move forward in time. I haven't done all the Kosovo reversals yet. Okay. Oh, right. Yeah, the clearest one of all. This next one is a really cool one. I'm going to be playing this at my lectures. This is Defense Secretary Bill Cohen.
We could simply not maintain any credibility as a moral leader in this world, and certainly not as a leader of the NATO force. So there was no question about the options, and this was the option that they unanimously agreed to.
And the verse says, he'll surrender yet.
He'll surrender yet.
He'll surrender yet. He'll surrender yet.
Isn't that a cool reversal, hey? Let's run the forwards again. Here's the forwards.
We could simply not maintain any credibility as a moral leader in this world, and certainly not as the leader of the NATO force. So there was no question about the options, and this was the option that they unanimously agreed to.
And I think this is the reverse here. He'll surrender yet.
He'll surrender yet.
He'll surrender yet. He'll surrender yet.
So there we go. And I think I've got another clear one on Cohen, too. This is James Rubin. Now, I'm not too sure who James Rubin is, but we'll just play it anyway because it's a nice, clear reversal. Here's the forwards.
But what is unfortunate is people distinguishing incorrectly between the objective of diplomacy to try to get a peaceful solution and the expectation that one can achieve that with a dictator who's obviously determined to conduct and do his dirty business in Kosovo.
And this reversal says this rule is so secret.
This rule is so secret.
This rule is so secret. This rule is so secret.
And let's just run that again for you.
This rule is so secret.
This rule is so secret. This rule is so secret.
So there you go. Make of that one what you will. Now we have... we've still got two more reversals here. Here's the other one on Bill Cohen. I knew I had another one on Bill Cohen. Okay, this is right down here. And we'll play this.
They came to the conclusion unanimously that the only option available other than sitting on the sidelines was to pursue the air campaign given its limitations.
And this reversal says, he'll want you dead.
He'll want you dead. He'll want you dead.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a pretty aggressive reversal. Here, let's just play the forwards again for you. Here's the forwards again.
They came to the conclusion unanimously that the only option available other than sitting on the sidelines was to pursue the air campaign given its limitations.
And the reversal, he'll want you dead.
He'll want you dead. He'll want you dead. He'll want you dead.
And then one last reversal in the Kosovo conflict, and then we're going to move ahead a few years to some of the dramas in the 2000 presidential election. Now, this reversal here actually occurred on the reporter asking the question. So here's the forwards.
Yes. New information on the three captured American soldiers, for example. Have they had any communication with their families? And what's the prospect of the International Red Cross getting to see them?
I'm not aware that they have communicated with their families.
And this reversal says, talk military.
Talk military.
So I guess he was looking for some military responses or some such similar thing. All right, we are going to look at some reversals now from the 2000 presidential election. Okay, now this has got rather a long path to find it. So let me see if I can get this path up. Okay, we are going to be wanting... scrolling down to here. Marvelous things, computers. All my research, all my years of research are all on here, you know. Isn't that an incredible thing? But you got to know where to look, and you got to look in the right directory. Okay, so here is the very first reverse I'm going to play. Let's run this forward. This is Bush talking about an anti-ballistic missile system.
It's important for this nation to develop an anti-ballistic missile system that we can share with our allies in the Middle East if need be to keep the peace, to be able to say to the Saddam Husseins of the world.
And this reverse says, yes, your mother said yes, little babe. Does he listen to his mum for advice? I guess all kids do, don't they? Yes, your mother said yes, little babe.
Yes, your mother said yes, little. Yes, your mother said yes, little.
Yes, your mother said yes, little.
Yeah, so there we go. Make of that one what you will. All right, now we have another one on George Bush. Let's run this one forward. He's talking about marriage.
But I think marriage is a sacred institution. I'm going to be respectful for people who may disagree with me. I've had a record of doing so in the state of Texas. I've been a...
And the reversal is wolf cub cerebrum. Cerebrum. Wolf cub cerebrum. I don't know. Listen to how it's pronounced.
Wolf cub cerebrum. Wolf cub cerebrum.
Wolf cub cerebrum.
So I am not too sure what that one would mean at all. That is rather a puzzling reversal. All right, now here we have a bit of abuse coming out of George Bush's mouth. Of course, those of you who've been following my radio show for a couple of years would know that he had a bit of a mouth on him in reverse. played a few reverses I can get away with on the net show, but I can't play them on the air. But I played a kind of like this one here. I couldn't play this one on the air safely. This is George Bush talking about someone getting the death penalty.
The three men who murdered James Byrd, guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to be put to death. A jury found them guilty.
And this reversal says, hide the filthy nigger.
Hide the filthy nigger. Hide the filthy nigger.
Rather clear and rather aggressive reversal, what do you say? Certainly not the type of reversal I'd like to have on me. So there you go. All right, now we are going to move along to the next reversal on George Bush, which is this one here. And here is the forwards.
You asked about promises. You were promised that Medicare would be reformed.
And I think this is the reverse. Somehow I'm a failure. And of course, you know, so somewhere down the line he must have had some form of low self-esteem or some such thing. But anyway, somehow I'm a failure. All right, now we have a reversal on Al Gore. This is the 2000 election, of course. And here we have Al Gore. Let's run this one forward.
He proposes spending more money for a tax cut just for the wealthiest 1% than all of the new money that he budgets for education, healthcare, and national defense combined.
Now, this is a long reversal. It says, there's a law on it. Answer no, say fire water. Okay, there's a law on it. Answer no, say fire water.
There's a law on it. Answer no, say fire water. There's a law on it. Answer no, say fire water. There's a law on it. Answer no, say fire water.
All right, so there you go. Now, here we have news commentator Jim Lear, who I guess is hosting a debate or something. Here's the forwards.
That's violation of your rule, President Gore.
Backwards, he says, will you chill out?
Will you chill out? Will you chill out?
Will you chill out?
Here we go. Will you chill out? All right. So the next one we're going to look at is on Dick Cheney. And his reversal is right here. So let's run this.
An enthusiasm
people of our home state have buoyed our spirits and strengthened our resolve. We are going to win this election.
Now, I think the reversal starts here. And it says, the skeleton now with your rot. Here we go.
The skeleton there with no rot.
The skeleton there with no rot. The skeleton there with no rot.
We are going to win this election. The skeleton there with no rot.
Now, I think there are other stuff there because I can't quite tell on the waveform here where it actually starts. We'll try these two here. The skeleton now with your rot.
The skeleton there with no rot. The skeleton there with no rot.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, I hope you heard that reversal okay. All right, now here we have an interesting one on George Bush. He's obviously concerned about the election. Now, these are two separate reversals played right next to each other. So here's the forwards.
A prosperous nation is ready to renew its purpose and unite behind great goals, and it won't be long now.
And the reversal is, I know you're blowing it, followed by you're losing. Here we go.
I know you're blowing it.
So he was obviously a little bit scared during the election campaign. And Al Gore was too. Both of these two are rather incongruent. Here we have a rather incongruent reversal on Al Gore. And let's run this one. Well, we've got two reversals here.
I also went.
Oops, sorry. I also went. All right, here is the first one. Forwards.
It was not finished in a way that removed Saddam Hussein from power. I know there are all kinds of circumstances and explanations, but the fact is that that's the situation that was left when I got there.
All right, so that's the forwards. Now here's the reverse. The first reverse. The first one is a little bit hard to hear, but it's very significant considering the end result of the 2000 election with Gore losing in court, actually, and it says, yeah, when it's finished, console me. Here we go.
Yeah, when it's finished, console me.
And here he says, I was a wimp. Bit of clear reversal, I'm sure you would agree. Yeah, when it's finished, console me. Here, let me play that one again. Here we go. Yeah, when it's finished, console me.
Yeah, when it's finished, console me.
And the second reversal, I was a wimp. All right, there we go. All right, yeah, that's all the reversals I've got on that I want to play at this current stage. All right, so that's all I had prepared for you for today's show. All right, so we'll have to... look, there's a couple of interesting reversals I found this week. Let me just get them up on my directory list here. There's an amusing one on John McCain. If I can find it, that is. I've put them in here, and we'll scroll down to McCain. And a lot of reversals. McCain on the election campaign trail last year. So here is the forwards.
The American people's patience is at an end for politicians who value ambition over principle and for partisanship that is less a contest of ideas than an uncivil brawl over the spoils of power.
And here's a verse. It says, sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell. Sell, Satan, sell.
And if you're a regular visitor to the Reverse Speech official site, Reverse Speech Technologies Facebook page on Facebook, you will, of course, hear all these little tidbits reversals. And I find some little cute ones every now and then. I upload them to the page. Yeah, so go and add me as a friend. Send me a friend request and I'll add you. And also go and like the Reverse Speech page on Facebook, because I do post up there fairly regularly talking about some of the things that we've got going. And don't forget to catch my lectures if you can. Remote viewing conference this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can find all the information for that on my website on the latest news and updates. Just see the link to the conference there. And also, don't forget my lecture in LA tomorrow night at Huntington Beach at the Living Temple. Then lecture in Ashland, Oregon on July the 6th. And then in Portland, Oregon on July the 9th. So if you can catch one of these lectures, it would be great for you to come along and come and say hi. Tell me you listen to me on the show. That would be great. I'd love to hear some of your responses and your thoughts on all of these things. All right, here's a couple other reversals I've got together to play at my lecture. Here's one on Anna Nicole Smith, and she's at some awards night. And she's been approached by a reporter from Praise the Lord Television, PTL, and so she's giving her testimony to this rather good-looking reporter. So here's the forwards.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and will always be, and I pray every day. And I pray tonight that he would have his angels by me, that I'd have my guardian angels, and they've been by me all night long. So, amen to that, and amen to the Lord.
Woo! Hallelujah. And in reverse, she says, drool with this man.
Drool with this man.
Drool with this man.
Drool with this man. So it makes you wonder where her real thoughts was at while she was telling us how much Jesus is her Lord and Savior. And we hear her in reverse saying, drool with this man. And here she is at the classic at the Oscars when she was drunk.
And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my Make Me Beautiful duet. Because he's freaking genius.
And this one is Make You Seasick.
Make you seasick. Make you seasick. Make you seasick.
And the one from my show, I think I've already, I think I've already put in my list of lecture reversals. Let's just make sure I have. And, I haven't put it in. I thought I had. Oh, I bet you I put it in my other computer. Right, I'm working off the wrong computer. Yeah, it'll be my other one. Anyway, but there's a few new reversals that are going to make it to my lecture. Here's one that you probably haven't heard. I think I've got time for just one more if I squeeze it in quick. And for the life of me, I'm trying to go quick and I can't find it. So that'll teach me. Here it is, very quickly. Here's the forwards.
You know, I mean, the money thing, obviously.
Sure.
Bugs the crap out of me, but you know, other than that, I'd place it, you know, up high.
And that was, she says, wanting the self-doubt. All right, folks, that's about it for tonight. Got to wrap up for now. And I will see you next week. And next week, I'll be playing you all the rehearsals on from the remote viewing lecture. I'm probably also going to upload to my site the lecture I give at the at Huntington Beach tomorrow night. I will be filming that, so watch my site for updates. But anyway, that's it for today's show. Thank you very much, everyone. And I will speak to you next week. Bye.